Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday that Israel has prepared for an attack by Iran and is ready, quote, for any scenario, as Iran launched dozens of drones at Israel. Our defense systems are deployed. We are ready for any scenario, both defensively and offensively. The state of Israel is strong. The IDF is strong. The public is strong. Israel said on Saturday that a salvo of Iranian drones had been launched at it and that defense systems were poised to shoot them down or to sound sirens ordering residents in any threatened areas to take shelter. Chief military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the drones' flight time would take several hours. He confirmed media reports that Wing of Zion, Israel's version of the U.S. Air Force One, was airborne, saying this was due to operational considerations. U.S. National Security spokesperson Adrian Watson said in a statement Saturday that, quote, Iran has begun an airborne attack against Israel. She added, the United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. Israel finds the body of a teen whose disappearance sparked a deadly settler attack in the West Bank. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says the body of a missing Israeli 14-year-old is found in the West Bank after being killed in what it labels a terrorist attack. It comes as violence escalates across the Israeli-occupied West Bank, with tensions simmering for months. The teen's disappearance sparked a large attack by Israeli settlers on a Palestinian village, an attack that left one person dead and more than 20 injured. According to Palestinian authorities, settlers later returned to the village, setting fire to homes and cars. Tensions in the West Bank are especially high since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
You'll find expanded coverage at World News and Events at